Okay, welcome back. After our break, to go through the slides number 29 through, again, 43. 29 through 43 from the ZR Communication Specialist course, 031. Again, if you don't have that handout, you can go back to the various handouts that are out on the web at public.mvracies.org. Again, the reason for doing this was, you know, we've gone through a lot of material. We need to assess where are we individually with all this material, and then and only then know in what areas do we need to improve. So I'm not going to ask that you submit all this information to me, but let it be a guideline for your further development. So now we will go back to the sequence of slides on our ZR Field Specialist course, course number 242. There. And we are now on slide number 6. Slide number 6 reiterates that the ZR2F position is the most important single resource member of the field communications. And why are we the most important? Maybe from an incident commander's perspective. What two things do we do when we're in the field?
Eyes and ears.
Yeah, we are the eyes and ears for the incident commander, assessing how big is the incident and how bad. How big, how severe, how bad, how widespread. So that's why it's the most important single resource. Certainly the position is part of an organizational and operational structure for our ZR radio operations. And we want to highlight what really is the mission of the ZR2F position. The mission is obviously to provide field communication support while acting as, and as Al said, the eyes and ears or the boots on the ground for conducting incident intelligence gathering operations. Now, when does this occur? Intelligence gathering. In the sequence of cell levels, when does incident intelligence gathering really start, and when does it end as far as cell levels? Two? Yeah, I would say it probably starts as cell two. Yeah. Although it could be cell one, because we kick off the resource net, and if there was a significant situation, it could probably be at cell one. Cell one. It certainly is when we're in the travel net, and as far as road conditions or whatever. Okay, moving on to slide 7 of the sequence. Okay, this just summarizes the various symbols that Wayne used for the ZRICS organization. Our position code is ZR2F for Field Radio Comm Specialist. We are obviously part of operations. And he talks about the course number, of course. And direct report, ZR26, I didn't research what that was. For a small organization, really our direct report is our incident commander, which would be a ZR11, and it happens to be Charlie, or any of his alternate radio officers, assistant radio officers. Okay, Wayne said in one of the courses that we attended, he emphasized that we ought to be in a position to explain why we're part of operations when, in fact, communications is clearly listed in ICS as part of logistics. And so how can we justify that we really are part of operations?
Our job is to provide information to operations.
Okay. Again, eyes and ears for the command. How is our mission different from that of the communications person in logistics?
They provide the equipment. We use the equipment.
Okay. Yeah. The key word there was that you maintain. If you're part of logistics, you maintain an inventory of equipment, and the emphasis is more on accounting for the equipment, ensuring that it works, that kind of thing, rather than reporting how big and how bad. Okay, on slide number 7, it indicates how obviously priority number 1 is to create and maintain a safe environment. Priority number 2 is monitor assigned frequencies. But it seems to me that there's a missing priority. What's the third one?
Confirm before making changes.
Yeah, confirm before making changes. I think that was a rather important item for this slide. On slide number 8 is just a remapping the various sections of ICS, and remember that any document that you see out on Wayne's website or that we refer to that starts with ZR1 deals with command. ZR2 is ops or operations. The restat report that we deal with is a planning document. It's a ZR3 type document. ZR4 items have to do with logistics, and ZR5, of course, for admin and finance. I think it was just the prior course, we were looking at command, the ZR1 whatever positions, and we learned that, for example, Charlie is a ZR11 incident commander. He is in charge of us. And frequently he maintains that role. But what other roles did we talk about Charlie or one of his assistant radio officers also performing?
The safety officer.
Right. Okay, safety, that's the ZR13. And I think there was one more, one or two more, but one more that we found. What was it?
Safety specialist.
Well, that safety is still safety.
The 1S.
I'm thinking that we jumped to logistics, and we talked about the ERD, which is keeping track of all of our resources.
Which is in our handbook.
Which is in a handbook. Okay. So Charlie is in fact fulfilling a ZR4 function as well, because even before we started embracing ZR-ICS, that information was in our manual.
And I see these roles as being cross-functional too, just by the very nature of what we're doing. Right. I mean, any one of us could step in for any other to do that. So.
Yeah, that's a good point. Anybody could.
When you were in the hospital, you were out laid up for 3 months or something like that. Yeah, I mean, we kept
Going. So any one of us can do it. And see, that's the beauty of ICS, is it scalable? Any one of us can do just about all the functions, and frankly, would probably be called upon to do them. Or if we are fortunate enough to have enough bodies, then we can delegate some of that out. Okay, let's now move on to slide number 9. Well, we've seen this several times. The mantra of VCN and ZRICS, be safe, get prepared, stay ready. Every one of Wayne's emails, on his signature line, he always has that. Slide number 10 is our priorities. We already talked about it. Conduct safe operations, monitor the radio, and don't make any changes without confirming with net control. Number 11 again, we will be remembered by how we perform. One of your handouts is, in fact, that incident objective, right. You have it. It's a single sheet, and I'm looking for my single sheet. And I know what it looks like. Guess what? I must have filed it. Oh, here it is.
A lot of red letter now.
It's the red light. Okay. The reason that, the copy you have, for those who are on the tape or here, there's a lot of red lettering.
On the web, it's slide 11.
On the web, it is slide 11. Okay. It's actually reference number 11, referencing number 11. Okay, ZR incident objectives. As you said, there's a lot of red letters here, mainly because there's a number of things that don't stand out with the actually PowerPoint slide. Okay, we want to be number one objective: provide for safety of all incident participants and the general public. I think when we've been talking, we obviously think of ourselves, but the emphasis is the public as well. And how? Be aware of existing and report to the incident commander all new hazards immediately. And again, how? How big? How bad? Maintain awareness in the use of LCES at all times. I always have problem with LCES. That's why it's in red letters on this handout. And LCS, again, is a term that most fire agencies are familiar with. But to post outlooks, to have alternate communication paths, identify escape routes in advance, and know key safety zones. Now, are these relevant to us?
If we're in the field.
Yeah.
How are they relevant to us? It sounds to me like it's strictly fire. Why would it be relevant?
You got to be aware of your surroundings. Mm-hmm. Whenever you're in the field on an operation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think in the field we wouldn't have the luxury of having lookouts. Like we're gonna be so short personnel, we're gonna be lucky to have an observer in our vehicle. Mm-hmm. But those are definitely required.
That's a good point. Having alternate communication paths, I think we have that, certainly with our yellow book and the frequencies that are documented there. Escape routes, I think that's a personal responsibility. If we're going in the field, we need to be aware of how to safely get out of there. And if we get stuck, wherever we might be, what are the safety zones? Now, what is one of the activities that we do annually, Mission Viejo Reese's, where knowledge of a safety zone might